Blog Talk Radio.
I once was lost in sin, then Jesus took me in, and then a little light from heaven filled my soul, bathed my heart in love, and he wrote my name above. And just a little talk with Jesus made me whole. Have a little talk with Jesus. Tell him all about our troubles. He will hear our faintest cry. He will answer by and by. Feel a little prayer will turn it. No.
Welcome to Blog Talk Radio. This is the Gospel According to Mark, and we appreciate you being here today. I want to thank you for listening, and we have a wonderful interview coming up today with Reverend Connie Anderson of BAM International. Yes, she is related to Bishop Bill Anderson of BAM International, and we're going to interview her today and just kind of get to know her and find out what she's thinking about this new year that's coming up. Although this is on the Gregorian calendar, a new year, the new year for the Jewish calendar started a couple months ago, so we are well into the year, but at any rate, either way, we want you to know that Jesus loves you, and we love you, and we are going to have this interview to help you be informed about what God's doing in the world today. So we're expecting her to call in any time now. In the meantime, I want to let you know, she's going to tell you that you're going to go higher this year. And she did speak a prophetic word over 2014 was the sky's the limit. And the next year, this year, the prophetic outlook is we're going to go higher. And what does that mean? Well, it can mean a lot of different things. But as we get ready for this year, what I ask everyone to do is rather than make a big New Year's resolution, sit down and soberly look at your life and say, you know, hey, what's going on in my life? And where am I going? And where am I headed? You know, without a vision, the people perish. And so right now, what I'm asking you to do is sit down, meditate on what happened last year, where you're going in your life, set your goals, set your ambitions, and that'll get you going, and soberly think these things out, and then bring them to God in prayer, because, you know, prayer changes things. You know, anything that happens in this world happens because it's spoken, and when things are spoken into this world, things happen. So we just really appreciate all of you. And go ahead and check out my post every day on Facebook. That's at Mark Hewitt. And H-E-W-E-T-T, if you do want to learn more about BAM International, you can always go to BAMI.org. That's BAMI.org. And check in there, and you'll find out, you'll have places there where you can check out all messages from each one of the ministers. We have several ministers there, and we have a lot going on. Personally, what I feel like God is saying this year is that it's a year to be sober. It's a year to know what's going on in the body of Christ. It's a year for us to become all that we can be. So right now I'm going to answer the phone. And hello, is this Reverend Connie?
Greetings, this is Reverend Connie Anderson.
Hallelujah, glory to God. Welcome to the Gospel According to Mark. I'm so glad you made time to come on here and help the people understand what's going on this year, as well as getting to know you a little bit.
Well, thank you. It's my pleasure.
All right. Well, we, you know, I kind of prepped a little bit, and I told them that last year the prophetic outlook was the sky's the limit, and this year it's going higher, and going higher can mean a lot of different things. So with that preparation, what I'd like to start out with is maybe tell us a little bit about you, about maybe how it's part of your life, and then how you came to know the Lord Jesus Christ.
Okay. Wow. you know, the story of my life, right?
in a short time, right?
In a short time, exactly. How do you live, how do you explain all those years of your experience with God and with learning? But let me try. I grew up as a Methodist little girl and in a family that was a good family, but we were made to go to church. But outside of Sunday morning, there was no mention of God and no prayer, no godly lifestyle, not evil, but no godly lifestyle. And I grew up thinking that I was going to just succeed and make money and be successful. And then I ran into a problem I couldn't solve myself. I finally, if a lot of people call it getting to the end of yourself, and was sitting in my living room flipping through the channels, and at that time the channels were all programmed through your VCR, and I heard music and I stopped, and lo and behold, it was TBN, it was Jan Crouch, and she was giving a call to all those who felt that they had come to the end of themselves, sitting right there in their living room, and I thought, that's me. And she walked me through the salvation prayer, and it was at that moment I truly got born again. Now, I had tried to give this born-again experience a shot, you know, to the best of my ability in a fellowship Bible church when I was a senior in high school, but it was like nothing really, nothing changed in my life. I didn't feel a change when I, when I said the prayer and invited Jesus into my heart. I did the best I knew how to do all by myself in my bedroom, but I never felt the change. Well, that night, sitting on my couch in my living room, I knew that a change had taken place. And so from that point on, I was in my early 30s, and I'd already experienced life, and so I just went 110 miles an hour towards God, never looking back, changed my friends, changed my lifestyle, began to do different things, and here I am today in full-time ministry, and married to a bishop. God is good.
Hallelujah. Yeah, you did a great job. Yeah, you know that many of us got our start in different churches. Myself, I started out in a Baptist church, and then through a Methodist church, I kind of got a revelation that there God was alive, because when I was singing, I could feel the anointing, and then, of course, things progressed. But, today, I really listened to your prophetic outlook last night, and one of the things that I got out of it was, it's a new day, and some things have progressed and changed in the body of Christ, and the Bible says God doesn't change, but, people do, and times do, and things that we do affect us. So what is one thing you would like everyone to know about you?
Probably I'm known for my passion for learning. I am a lifelong learner. Now, as an educator, that's a buzzword, or it was 25, 30 years ago, but that is not a buzzword to me. That is that's just a passion. And I learn every day, and I know that in my own heart, the day I stop learning is the day I die. Now I'm not saying that learning is easy, but what I am saying is, if you have a passion to learn, then you will never, you'll never run the risk of falling into that rut of "I've arrived." I will never get there, because I know you don't know what you don't know. And
that's
so
true, yeah.
Yeah, learning is my passion. I make a lot of mistakes in that learning process, and I don't like that part, but people who aren't making mistakes aren't doing anything. They're not growing. They're not experiencing life. They're not experiencing the next level. Can I put it that way?
Yeah, exactly. Well, that I've run into that in my life. I've gotten to a point where I thought, you know, God, I'm doing pretty well. I'm at this point and at this point and this point. And then it seems like God just peels back another layer and I go, oh, I got to take care of that.
Yeah,
and
amen.
Then I have to go on more, you know. and then I wondered, you know, how did you come to BAM? Because we are talking a little bit about BAM International and getting people familiar with that also.
Okay. Well, I get my nails done still. And my nail technician was a good friend of mine, and we were in the, quote, world together, and then she went and got saved. Imagine that. And, you know, when you are truly saved, you can't keep your mouth shut. And she would preach to me all the time, and to the point where I stopped going getting my nails done because I was like, I didn't want to hear that. Well, later I came back to you know, she sowed a lot of seed in my life. And then, of course, like I said, and, you know, explaining my life, that when I ran into a problem I couldn't solve, I knew where the answer was. And I knew that based on everything that she had said, because she attended BAM International, and everything that she had said, I knew that she had something I did not. She had life that I knew not of. And so that is actually how I came to BAM, is through her. So I called her up and I called her by name and I said, okay, I'm ready. You've invited me many times. I'm ready to go to church. I'm ready to try this BAM International thing. So that's how I actually came here.
All right. Wow, that's great. I tell you, and you know, BAM stands for the words, the acronym BAM, there are so many acronyms with that, and one of them is Bringing Answers to Mankind.
Absolutely.
And that's what we're all about, and that's what we want people to understand. And as a teacher in the secular world as well, you know, learning and teaching is in your blood. And the thing is that what we want people to do is to face those things and progress, just like you said, be a lifelong learner. My dad had that same saying. He said, people that don't make mistakes are people that don't do anything, you know.
That's exactly
it. So as we progress with bringing answers to mankind, you know, if you really want answers, we got them, you know. We got an app for that, as they say.
Exactly.
So how have you seen the progression of BAM since the time that you started, and maybe tell us when that was, and then up to now?
Wow, well, that, let's see, and I got to dig back in, what year was that? Well, when I first began to attend BAM International, it was a church unlike anything I had ever experienced in my life. As far as when you walked in the door, there was a different feel about it. And I had never experienced praise and worship to the degree of the presence of God, just so strong, to the point where probably the first few months I attended, every time worship began, I just would sob. And I can almost want to cry right now just thinking about it, but it was just the most incredible experience. So from that point, which was, 20 years ago, I'm rounding that, I think, into now is, well, we're still a Christ-governed word church. We never got away. We never get away from the Bible. That is what was different. The progression of BAM has, as opposed to growing up in a church and listening to other people talk, and is that they never... In all their years of progression, BAM International is known for letting the word become life in your life. And to do that, you have to teach the word. And that is that is the progression. That has never changed. But I suppose through teaching the word all those years, we're now at a place where we have raised up fivefold ministry gifts. You know, Ephesians 4:11, God gave some apostles, prophets, pastors, evangelists, and teachers for the perfecting of the saints to do the work of the ministry. So, you know, BAM International has been around long enough that they have literally raised up, trained up the gifts, the fivefold ministry gifts, and they are all in the house, which is, to me, a tremendous progression. So I suppose that's one of the major, you know, progressions outside of always keeping up with technology. You know, we've got this, just like you're doing, Reverend Mark, portion of your ministry is Blog Talk Radio. Well, we are also an internet church, meaning to say not a talking head, but an internet church who desires to minister to those around the world who will log in and chat in and interact with us back and forth. You know, so the technology, we've been so blessed here at BAM International because I believe we've kept up with the times and the changes in people's lives and the technology. But one thing that never changes in all the progression, and that is the Word. That is the foundation of BAM International, is the Word.
Right. Let the Word become life in your life. Let it not be just something you hear and say, well, that's a good thing.
Yeah,
you know,
right.
And that's the thing. When you come to BAM International, the thing is that if you mean business with God, you'll meet God there, that's for sure.
Exactly. One of the first one of the things that stood out to me the most when I first began attending is the very, very first message I ever heard. I thought to myself, now mind you, I'm an adult, and I thought, wow, I have never heard a message like this. I can still remember the message. It was talking about Moses and putting him in the basket and floating down the river. And now, as a little Methodist girl, I heard that story many times. I was very familiar with the story. But what I was not familiar with was how that pertained to my life today. And that was the difference for me, is that every message I heard was a message that I could allow, I could permit it to become life. I could permit it to change my life. I knew exactly how to apply it to my life only after I heard it preached in the application. But do you see, one thing that resonates with me, Reverend Mark, about that situation is, and I may have left this out in giving a description of my life, I do have a bachelor's degree in teaching, and I do have a master's degree in educational leadership. And yet, being a teacher, part of my job was to bring technology into the classroom, and I became a teacher's teacher, like a trainer. And it appalled me some days on how these teachers had no clue on how to bring technology into their curriculum, into the way that they delivered instruction, into the way that students learned. And so I had to literally teach them how to do that. And then I came to church and I thought, wow, this is what this pastor is doing for me. He is teaching me how to apply it in my world, in my life, letting it become life in my life. So what I was doing for other teachers in my secular job and helping them bring technology into their world, well, BAM International was doing that for me, bringing the Word of God into my world, into my life, and changing it because of it.
Wow, yeah. And I do remember that, you know, there was, we came to a point one time where we were trying to decide which direction we were going to go in evangelism, and we really decided that we needed to be international, and to be international, the online church and the things that we were doing with technology was a real important thing. So I really appreciate that fervor you have for that. What I want to do here is have you give us a little bit of an outlook on what you're seeing this year. What are you seeing this year that people in the body of Christ need to know? And we've got about probably 6-7 minutes left here.
Okay, great. Well, it's an exciting year. There's no doubt about that. And the Lord specifically said, it's a year of going higher. And I like that. But he also said, this is it. Make no mistake where you are. See, people really, it is almost a wake-up call. Do you know where you're at? Because for God to say, this is it, and make no mistake where you are, means that there are a lot of people in the body of Christ that think they're somewhere where they're not.
Ooh, yeah.
I know. It's just like sobering, isn't it?
Yeah, well, let me tell you something. Just to confirm that, That's exactly what I told the people at the beginning of the broadcast. I said, you know, it's a time for you to, rather than make a resolution, examine yourself and find out where you are at and then take that to God. And so, you know, I'm seeing the same thing too, so that's exciting.
Yes, it is. It is. And this year, the Lord gave me four strands, if you will, or four major themes that we'll see unfold, some of which we're already seeing unfold. And that is, one is, of course, a year of going higher. He declared it was a year of covenant. He said it was a year to rule and a year of redemption. Now, the one thing that stands out to me about going higher, of course, that's one of the more exciting pieces, is that there's the fivefold teacher gift in the body of Christ is going to experience a special grace this year about the ability and the revelation and the light that this teacher gift sees to be able to impart that wisdom and understanding necessary for the body of Christ to go higher. So these churches that don't have a teacher gift, quote, in their midst are really missing out. That's why I'm so blessed that BAM International is a fivefold church. But one of the other things that really stands out to me is, as far as going higher is, and as you probably know, Reverend Mark, it's the Hebraic year 5775, and so our natural Gregorian calendar year, 2015, and really the Lord gave me 15 specific things that were going to happen this year. And here's one that I think anybody and everybody can relate to. He said, in spite of past disappointments, dare to believe again. Although keep in mind, power is granted to the one who knows, quote. Move yourself from believing to knowing and be willing to risk everything to go higher. I think that that's a desire that everyone has, to go higher. And one of the ways that we're going to do that is to just let go of the things that maybe didn't turn out so great. And our human nature, not our God nature, but our human nature, is to want to hang on and dwell upon disappointments. And what that does is it holds us in a place that we cannot rise. And God wants us to come on up and get higher. So leave that below or leave that behind, that kind of thing. So that's an exciting one. There's a lot. I mean, I believe all 15 are, quite honestly, are exciting. But many of who are listening to this broadcast right now, they're probably, like me, have a secular job. And so this one brings a lot of hope under the strand, a year to rule. This is one of the items. Actually, it's item number 11. So just as the lion is known as the king of the jungle, the kings and priests in the marketplace will rule in a greater measure as their influence continues to increase throughout the year. Great gain is in the making. Now, when I gave this prophetic outlook for the first time back on September 23rd, 2014, the Hebraic year had just begun. And why I believe that is so important is that this we're 3 months really into this. And as I would hear, people who heard me give this would begin to say, oh, it's a year to rule and reign. No, I don't believe God said it was a year to rule and reign. I believe he said it's a year to rule. Now, I think there's a difference between ruling and reigning and just ruling. This is the year that we are going to rule. Now, another one of the things is that in this year, obedience is the rule, not the exception. It must become the standard method of behavior in all realms to avoid undue sacrifice. Now, nobody likes, well, I shouldn't say nobody. I'm talking about myself. I've always been one who have never liked rules. but, you know, a lot of people when talk about the law and the law's been done away with. Well, we all know that it hasn't, and that if we are truly going to rule, well, we better be obedient to the law. And that's what puts us in a position to rule. Another item under the year to rule is the laws of God put things into a new order this year. Thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself.
Yeah.
I just, you know, a new order. if there's anything that I've seen on the earth, and I'm sure you've witnessed this too, Reverend Mark, is that the earth and the world, rather, that lives on this earth have become so consumed with themselves. Have you? I've never seen so many, and I know it's part of its technology, but so many people taking pictures of themselves. Like, I mean, on a daily basis. This isn't about you're on vacation or you're somewhere new or it's a celebration. This is just about on a daily basis.
Yep, yep. I've been thinking about that myself. I thought, man, there's so many of these selfies. They're just selfies and selfies and selfies. Well, you know, we're kind of running out of time, which we're going to have to do this again and get more in-depth in this prophetic outlook. But what I do want you to do is pray with me and pray for the people, probably for their eyes to be opened and to understand that, yes, the law the law has not been done away with, but Jesus said, I didn't come to get rid of the law, I came to fulfill the law. So you can obey through Jesus, and yeah, you're going to mess up, you're going to fall down, but you got to get right back up and keep going. And so I agree with you, Reverend Kine. This is a year for people to push forward and to go out and put themselves out there with God, you know. And as an evangelist, I'm telling people, now's the time to speak up to all your friends and relatives and everyone. And let them know where you stand and make that stand.
Amen.
Because I believe that, as you say, we're going to rule. The way you rule is by standing up for Jesus and standing
That's
up
right.
for God.
That's
so
right.
So if you want to go ahead and lead us in some prayer, that would be wonderful.
Okay, and I want to make one statement, and that is I didn't have time to do a really huge part of the year also is a year of covenant. Maybe sometime we can meet again and chat about that very thing, because that is huge to the body of Christ. But I will just go ahead and pray. Father, I thank you for every individual who's listening to this Blog
Yes.
Talk Radio spot, Lord. Bless them right now, right where they're at. Open their eyes that they may begin to see the way you see, Lord. You declared that this decade, this entire decade, would be a year that the church's eyes would begin to be opened. Now, 5 years, we're halfway there. So I do declare that people listening to the Word of God, people who are right now listening to my words, that their eyes begin to be open in a new fashion, open to you, God, not open to the things of this world. Can I even declare that they'll be closed to the things that are unholy and the things that are of this world, but being opened to
Yes.
you, Lord, to be in this place of righteousness and holiness and in a place that they've been set. Lord, that you've set them, as you said, that we are given this ability to rule this year. So no matter where they find themselves, God, may they know that it is you that brings them up to a higher place that they can rule. It's like one pastor always said, someone's going to pastor this church. It might as well be you. Well, I say, someone's going to rule your life. It may as well be you in the Word of God. It may as well be you. So stand up in this hour and be strong. Stand up in this hour and declare that God is good. Stand up in this hour and experience the goodness of God and every promise that he says is yours. Lord, I thank you for this understanding to come upon people, especially the realm of obedience, to just fall on them. I mean, some people don't even realize the power behind obedience. Lord, I personally have experienced it, so I'm praying for every believer, every knower today to give way in their life to obedience.
Yes,
and
Lord.
Let
Hallelujah.
Your goodness bubble up and let the God in them begin to rule. God, you work with God. God works with God. And so I'm calling forth every ounce of God in people's lives to come to that forefront so that God can work with that. And as a result, I do declare the body of Christ will experience a place in a higher realm than what they had experienced last year. No matter
Amen.
Where you were last year, you're coming up. Because God said, we're going higher. Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. What a wonderful prayer. Well, we've just got a little bit of time left. I just want to thank you very much for joining us today. And I know we just barely scratched the surface. So if you're willing, I'm sure willing to have you on again. And we'll get into some things and then we'll continue to share the word with people. Okay?
Amen. Thank you for inviting me. It's my pleasure to be here today.
All right. Thank you very much. And that was Reverend Connie Anderson of BAM International, where the word becomes life in your life. And she had a wonderful prophetic outlook. I'm telling you, we have just begun. There is so much that you can learn and do through Jesus Christ and through the Lord God. I'm asking God to bless you, but I'm asking him to open your eyes too. So we thank you for being part of the Gospel According to Mark today. And as I always say, roll on with Jesus.